All right, let's kick off this deep dive and really get into what to expect when you're prepping for the ACCA FM exam.
Yeah, absolutely. It can feel a bit daunting, right? But I think we've got something really useful to unpack here today.
Oh, for sure. We're diving into the March-June 2024 examiner's report.
Straight from the marking team.
So it's like a window into their thinking, you know?
Absolutely. It's gold dust for anyone prepping for this exam.
Yeah, and actually, they even say in the report to use it alongside those practice questions on the platform, you know, the ACCA practice platform.
Oh, absolutely. Crucial. You can know all the theory in the world, but actually applying it under exam conditions, that's the real test.
Totally. Yeah. And speaking of the exam, I guess it's worth reminding everyone about the structure, right? Three sections.
That's right. Yeah. Section A is those objective tests. Then you move on to Section B, objective test cases.
And then finally, Section C, which is where you get into those constructed response questions.
Right. And each section's got its own quirks and challenges. So knowing that structure up front is so important for managing your time.
Yeah, definitely. And well, the examiner's report is great because it highlights some common pitfalls.
Ah, yes. Things to watch out for.
Exactly. So we can all avoid those, hopefully.
And learn from others' mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. So one that jumped out at me was the efficient market hypothesis.
Oh, yeah. That one always trips people up.
Yeah, and specifically the semi-strong form efficiency.
Right. It's about how prices react to new information, but not always predictably.
Yeah. Can you give an example of that?
Sure. Imagine a company announces a takeover, right? The moment that news becomes public, the share price is going to move, but you can't predict exactly how much or in what direction.
It's like trying to predict the stock market, right?
Exactly. It's all about how the market absorbs and interprets that information.
Right. So there's a difference between information being public and knowing what that means for the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So another concept that seemed to trip people up was inventory management.
Uh-huh. Particularly buffer inventory.
Yeah, I think people get a bit lost with the whole idea of buffer inventory.
It's like your safety net, right? Oh. It's the stock you keep on hand just in case demand suddenly spikes or there's a delay in your supply chain.
Yeah, like you need enough to cover those unexpected events, but you don't want to have too much tied up in inventory.
Right. You've got to strike that balance. Enough to meet demand, but not so much that it's costing you a fortune.
Absolutely. And then another interesting point that the report brought up was around interest rates.
Oh, yeah. How government decisions can influence a company's investment choices.
Right. So, for example, the report specifically mentions how lowering interest rates could impact a company's investment decisions.
Well, yeah. If borrowing becomes cheaper, it can make investments more appealing.
Exactly. Because suddenly those projected cash flows look a lot healthier.
Exactly. The lower the interest rate, the less it costs to borrow. And that can have a big impact on a company's net present value calculations.
So it's not just about the project itself. It's about the wider economic environment.
Definitely.
And now on to something completely different, right? Section B and the case-based questions.
Yeah, those are a step up in complexity for sure.
Definitely. And the examiners highlighted the Tamiyan Co. case. Mm. All about risk management. And it seems like a lot of candidates struggled to apply the concepts in that context.
Well, yeah, they had to really grapple with things like basis risk and forward rate agreements.
It's one thing to define them, but to actually see how they play out in a real world scenario.
Absolutely. You need that deeper level of understanding to tackle those case-based questions effectively.
Like, you know, the vocabulary, but can you actually speak the language of risk management?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Section C, where it's all about showing those analytical skills, right? With those constructed response questions, clear presentation, showing all your workings.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when calculating those key ratios.
Yeah, all those important ones, you know.
Interest cover, earnings per share, total gearing.
Yep, the whole lot.
And, you know, it's not just about getting those numbers right. It's about what they actually mean. What story are those ratios telling you about how healthy the company is financially? How does it all play into making those big decisions?
It's like being a detective, you know, using those clues to build the whole picture. And the report also talks about how you need to communicate clearly and concisely when you're discussing those concepts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For example, there was that question about high financial gearing and the problems it can cause. And a lot of people just kind of listed the problems, but they didn't really go into detail.
So it's not enough to just state the obvious.
Right. You need to go deeper. You have to show that you really get it. Why is high gearing a problem specifically for this company? What could happen? You got to connect the dots.
I see. So it's about showing you understand the so what of it all.
Yeah, exactly. And let's not forget Islamic finance. Oh, that was a tough one for some people.
Yeah, I can see why Islamic finance has its own set of rules and practices.
It does, and those details are really important. When you're looking at an Islamic finance question, you need to pay close attention to the specifics. For instance, if a company's looking for something similar to traditional debt, you wouldn't recommend something like mudaraba or musharaka, which are all about profit sharing.
Right, because those are completely different approaches.
Exactly. It's about finding the right tool for the job, one that aligns with those Islamic finance principles.
It seems like so much of this exam is about not just knowing the material, but really understanding it and knowing how to use it.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's not just memorizing stuff. It's about getting a deep understanding of how it all works, you know, those financial management principles, and then being able to actually analyze and problem solve.
Which is what you'll be doing day to day as an ACCA member.
Exactly.
So for everyone out there getting ready to start their ACCA FM prep, what are the key things they should keep in mind?
Well, firstly, remember it's a marathon, not a sprint. Consistent effort is key. Don't cram it all in at the last minute. Start early, make a plan, and stick to it.
That makes sense. Build that foundation of knowledge step by step.
Absolutely. And like we've been saying, understanding is everything. Don't just memorize formulas or definitions. Dig deeper. You know, ask yourself why things work the way they do. How do those concepts all fit together? How do they apply in the real world?
So it's about seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly. How all the pieces connect. And don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, if something's not clear, reach out to tutors, classmates, online forums. There's so much support out there.
Yeah, so important. You're not in this alone. And remember, the ACCA Practice Platform is your best friend.
Yeah, all those sample questions and answers are so helpful. You really get a feel for what you're going to face in the exam, and you can figure out where you need to focus your efforts.
Exactly. And don't forget about those examiner's reports, packed with useful stuff, really helps you get inside the minds of the marking team.
Yeah, you can see what they're looking for. Common mistakes to avoid.
It's like having a little cheat sheet, but one that actually makes you learn.
Exactly. A good kind of cheat sheet. Yeah. And at the end of the day, remember, the ACCA FM exam isn't just about passing a test. It's about gaining those skills and knowledge that you need to actually make it in finance.
So it's an investment, not just a hurdle to clear.
Couldn't have put it better myself. So as you start this journey, you know, remember to stay focused, be curious.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it.
Exactly. There are loads of people who can support you, and we believe in you.
We do. Best of luck with your ACCA FM exam preparation. We're here to support you every step of the way. And hey, make sure you tune in to our future deep dives as you continue on your ACCA journey. We'll be covering loads more interesting topics, giving you even more insights to help you shine in your studies and your career.
Absolutely. Until then, happy studying.